Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and we swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome in to God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a paid program by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fork Broadcasting, but they are, however, our interpretation of the Holy Scripture.
Good morning, Timotheus.
Good morning, Grace Scott.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well, sir.
Are you up for the entire day?
I hope so. I felt like I was up most of the night for some reason. Something didn't agree with me last night.
Well, that happens sometimes.
Yeah, I just rolled and flipped and flopped.
Oh, boy, I hate it when that happens.
I do, too.
I hate it when I'm going to get up maybe at 5 o'clock, and I'm awake at 1:30 looking at the clock. I'm awake at 2:30 looking at the clock. Might as well just go ahead and get up.
Yeah, yeah, but it makes the end of the other next day a little tougher.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, it does.
But that's
does.
My plan to be
but,
up the whole
but
day.
But I can pray that you'll sleep well tonight.
Yeah, I may even turn in a little ooh, early.
Doggies, I love it. You know, folks, speaking of turning in, they could tune in.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
They could tune in. They can listen to us right here on WSIP 98.9 FM to God's Point of View. They could call us.
789-0318, 789-0318, yeah. Or they could email us.
Yeah. At God's Point of View. I was busy reading there, Timotheus.
Oh, okay.
God's Point of View at yahoo.com. Thought we had an email, but we've got an advertisement, it looks like, for buying a piece of property. And,
oh,
but we did have an email. We do have an email, I should say. I'm trying to open the file.
There you go. Okay.
This,
emailer.
Or querist.
You know, some people may be saying, well, you're calling them a bad name.
No. A querist is a person that has a question.
Yeah.
This first email is from Lending Tree. You get those? I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm having trouble loading this morning.
They must think highly of us wanting to loan us money.
They must think highly of us.
We must not be rascals in their opinion.
Must not be. here's an email yesterday at 1:58 p.m.
Well, timely.
I'll have the phone number to respond to, but it's suggesting that we read a book. Let's see, Prophecy 101, The Countdown to the Kingdom. And I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the
author's
name.
Yeah.
John somebody. But anyway, I was trying to download it to the person who sent the email. I'm tried to get a little information on it before we went on the air, but can't seem to download here in the studios of WSIP radio. Having trouble maybe with the internet. Anyway, I'll check that when I get home and be interesting. I'm always interested in prophecy. And I know, and we'll have a response to that at a later time. Maybe next week, Timotheus.
Never can tell.
It's Christmas season, you know.
It is here.
Yeah. Did you know that Kim and Kane West's baby is here? Kim Kardashian and Kane West.
Oh. Yeah.
I know you keep up with them.
Kanye. Kanye West.
You see how I keep up with
them. There you go.
Boy,
because you threw me off, Cain.
Yeah, Cain.
I was waiting for Abel. I didn't know.
I really don't follow them whole lot. But
yeah,
anyway,
I understand.
Got this morning from about Kim and
Kanye
yeah. West.
Kanye.
Their new baby. They named their new baby.
Can we pronounce it?
Yep, you can. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
I'm just curious if it's something we can pronounce.
Saint.
Saint.
Saint West.
Saint West, okay.
Saint West.
Well, now, at least it's something we can pronounce.
Well, it is something we can pronounce. I have trouble pronouncing it, as I have
the daddy's name
and exhibited this morning. But Saint. Yeah. And I got to thinking about how confused the general public is on what a saint is.
Hmm.
Now, Roman Catholicism talks about this saint, that saint. You got to have a couple of miracles in order to be canonized, to be a saint and all that.
Would I be safe to say that you're going to educate us a little bit?
I'm going to try. a person is a saint who is a Christian now, not someone who has to wait till they die, and there has to be proof of something they've done that warrants them to be sainted or canonized or whatever the correct terminology is. You know, that canonization, those kinds of things that a lot of churches, and since I mentioned the Catholic Church, I'll say that they do that. They have to decide whether someone has done enough miracles and those kinds of things in order. And if someone wants to call and correct me on that, I welcome the criticism, the constructive criticism. But the Bible says that when you're a Christian, the day you became a child of God, you became a saint. Paul would address his letters, and there's too many of them to look at all of them, but he would address his letters to the saints at Corinth, or to the saints at Ephesus, saints in Rome. They were saints because they were children
of God.
And the word saint simply means those who have been set apart. It's a form of sanctification.
Those
who have been set apart, no longer a part of a world of sin. You are no longer what you were, one said, or who you were. Whatever you have done, however you have lived, will not be the final word, much less the defining reality of your life. I like that. So a person can live the worst life you can imagine, do the most damnable deeds you could ever come up with.
You mean that dirty dog life?
That dirty dog life. And come to Christ, genuinely, sincerely, have a change of heart, change of mind,
and be a
come
saint.
To Christ and be a saint of God. Now, I congratulate Kim and
Kanye.
I congratulate Kim and Kanye, and my prayer is that they raise this baby to become a saint.
His name.
Yeah. I want him to be able to live out his name, and that he becomes what his name suggests.
Yeah.
So enough of that.
There you go.
All right.
Well, that's the today's current event.
Yeah, it is today's current event. I'll tell you something else that is today's current events, Timotheus, and that's all that's in the news now.
Oh,
about Islam.
About Islam.
Now, if you're driving by the Highland Church and look at our marquee, you'll find that that's what's on our mind too. Because we're dealing with something that a lot of people don't understand. Just like many people misunderstand the word saint, many people misunderstand the nature, the true nature of Islam. I invite people to call if they have a comment about this. But on our sign out in front of our church, this last couple of weeks prompted us to change the sign. All this conversation about guns, this conversation about all we got to do is get rid of the guns, and we're going to be safer. That is a lie, spawned from the depths of hell.
My opinion is the only thing that's going to do is make it easier for the ones that want to kill us.
Absolutely, and take away by taking away our ability to defend ourselves. And gun sales have soared. Since all this talk about guns. Now, it is no joke, I don't think, and I think it's absolutely true, that the present administration is doing everything it can to do just that, to take away our Second Amendment rights. Donald Trump, he's running for president.
He's been very outspoken, and
he is.
The one thing you have to admire, you may not agree with Donald Trump, but you have to admire his conviction, and he don't back down.
He doesn't back down.
It doesn't matter.
You're right.
He doesn't back down. So you have to admire that about him, even if you don't agree with
him. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I do not like his
rude
bravado and his rudeness and crudeness. However, I do like much of what he says.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's saying that Islam is dangerous.
Yep.
And I agree with that.
He's aware of it.
Now, I'm not the only one that agrees with him. There's a lot of people that agrees with him. I'm looking at a document here by the forensic psychiatrist and chairman of the forensic panel. I'm trying to see exactly where it is that he practices. Anyway, I'll come to that in a moment. But his name is Dr. Michael Wellner. You'll see him a lot on Fox News and other places as well. I heard him on Bill Bennett's Morning in America broadcast. And Dr. Wellner, W-E-L-N-E-R, you could go to BillBennett.com and find what I'm sharing with you here. He says that there's a lot of lies being propagated about Islam. As a matter of fact, he mentions five lies that a lot of people are buying into. Many of our representatives are buying into it. Some of the candidates running for president are buying into it. Our president has bought it hook, line, and sinker. He might be the author of it.
Yeah.
Someone's made the suggestion, we can't possibly vet all of these people that are coming from Syria. Why, we couldn't even vet our own president.
Mm.
If we had a drum roll, we'd use that right now.
Yeah.
I think that's good. We didn't vet him.
Yeah.
So how are we going to vet millions of people that are coming? But Dr. Wellner talks about some lies that have been propagated, false misnomers. Here's the first. Islamist terrorists are not practicing Islam. That is false, he says, and I agree. Islamists are those, be they Shiite, Salafist, which is a new one on me, or Sunni. Most of us know Shiite and Sunni.
Mm-hmm.
We've been educated in that in the last few years.
Yeah.
Who espouse theocratic aims and seek to establish theocracies according to the Islamic law elsewhere by whatever means available, including not merely terror, but manipulating the response of others to terror. Other Muslims may not agree with the Islamists, but the idea that Islamists are not Muslim is no more credible than an argument between Catholics and Protestants over who is a Christian.
Yeah.
Number two, he says this is also false. Islamists are a very small number of people.
No.
He says that's false. The reality is that Islamists control large swaths of Iraq, Syria, dominant Lebanon, Libya, Afghanistan, rule Iran, Gaza, Qatar, as our president likes to pronounce it,
yeah.
Turkey, control parts of the Sudan and Nigeria, control neighborhoods and communities throughout Europe. They cannot govern TV stations, Al Jazeera. They control.
Yeah.
My eyes are not working.
Yeah.
They control government TV stations, Al Jazeera, and Al Manar. By the way, Al Jazeera was bought from Al Gore, if memory serves me correctly. Or at least they bought one of his.
I want to think so.
They bought
yeah.
one of his TV stations.
That sounds right.
He goes on here, such would be mathematically impossible without a significant participation of a range of people of different skills across age groups, geographical locations. Here's the third thing he says is false. America has victimized Islam. He says that's false. All of it. America liberated and protective Bosnian Muslims. We forgot that back in the 90s. And it economically built up the oil-producing states and liberated Kuwait. Surely, if you've reached any age at all,
yeah.
you know that's true. That's
yeah.
what precipitated the war going over
yeah.
there to liberate Kuwait. It promoted Turkey's integration into NATO. It deposed the Shah of Iran and restored the Ayatollah Khomeini. That was under Jimmy Carter's rule back in 79. It single-handedly dragged Israel into accepting Yasser Arafat as its self-governing neighbor. It ended Israel's war in Lebanon before Israel could crush Hezbollah. It negotiated the return of Sinai to Egypt. It responded with unprecedented generosity to natural disasters in the Muslim world, most notably the tsunami that wracked Indonesia. We were right there helping those people.
Mm-hmm.
Every effort was made to rebuild Iraq more than can be said of Iran, which waged war against Saddam Hussein as well. We've tried to rebuild all those places over there.
Mm-hmm.
America has contributed far more to Afghanistan than the Soviet Union ever did.
Yeah.
Number four, just got two more. Number four, This is false, Timotheus. We are not at war with Islam. That's false. A lot of people believe that. They say that they're at war with us, but we're not at war with them. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Franklin Delano Roosevelt, how he would have felt about Japan or Germany. We don't have to wonder. We know how
we
he
know.
Felt.
Yeah, yeah.
When he declared war against, he named them Japan.
Yeah. Yep.
Number four, we are not at war with Islam. That's false. Islam is at war with itself as it attacks those unwilling to submit to its will. Islamists are at war with non-believers in countries in which they set down roots, be it ISIS, Boko Haram, or the resurgence of Al-Qaeda. Islamists are at war with us. We may not have asked for it, but one cannot wish away facts.
Yep.
You know, facts are tricky things, Timotheus.
They're true.
They're tricky. You can't dismiss them.
You can't dismiss
them. And number five.
Another drum roll.
Discussion of Islamist terror by Americans endangers American Muslims with prejudice and victimization. Even to talk about it, some people say, is wrong. That is false.
Yeah.
Americans are a loving people. Bias, crime against Muslims is extremely low in the United States. Mosques are safe. It is synagogues that are vandalized.
Yeah.
Beyond statistics and churches, I might add, beyond statistics, the obviousness of this lie manifests in the great clamor among Muslims to immigrate to the United States.
Yeah.
If mosques were being victimized, why would all these Muslims want to come here?
Want to come here, yeah.
They know what to expect. It is not those Muslims are clamoring to immigrate to from Syria and Gaza, where Islamist rule dominates with what a society that victimizes other Muslims is really like. In order to engage solutions, he says in conclusion, I don't like reading lists like this because it's hard for people to pay attention, but this is important. In order to engage solutions preventing Islamist terrorism in the United States, we must stop obscuring the obvious.
Yeah.
As Captain Obvious would say.
Yeah.
The above false ideas, all five of them are false, should be rejected out of hand as calculated efforts to prevent serious discussion. Now, I think the man is right.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's right on target. That's the best, some of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, you can only stick your head in the sand for so long or wait for somebody else
Absolutely.
To take care of the problem
Absolutely.
Before you start speaking up yourself, whether individually, whether it's a church congregation, a political party, whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. You're absolutely
correct. It's time to stand up.
If people really want to see what Islam is about, go to the Highland, go to, I don't go to Facebook except through our church website, Timotheus. So the address for Facebook is just facebook.com, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you could go to Facebook. I'll tell you what, folks, go to the Highland Church Family website. Go all the way down to the bottom of the page. That's highlandchurchfamily.com. Go all the way down and click on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
There you will find a video.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 minutes. It'll be some of the best 4 minutes you've invested in a long time if you really want to know what Islam's about.
Yeah.
We're going to leave that up there for some time, maybe forever. Maybe until the Lord comes back.
Well, I think it'd be a good thing because this is not something here today and gone tomorrow.
Now, somebody is going to accuse me of violent talk today. Somebody's going to accuse me of making the problem worse. Let me tell you something. If you want to ban violent talk, start with the Quran.
Yeah.
There's some of the most violent, repulsive things. I'm glad you brought this up, Timotheus.
Well, I was just, in my mind, when you said that, we're talking about violent talk, go talk to 14 members of family that they're starting funerals today.
There you go, brother.
Go talk to them, and we'll leave it at that.
So who's the violent one, Jesus or Muhammad?
Well, I don't know if Jesus ever did anything violent.
Let me share. I've been doing a lot of talking, and folks aren't calling. Maybe it's a sign that they're interested in what we're talking about.
Could be.
But folks could call us at 789-0318, or they could email us at
godspointofview@yahoo.com.
You know, there's some major differences between Jesus and Muhammad. Major. Number one, their sin. Now, firstly, Jesus, according to the biblical record, was sinless.
Mm-hmm.
While Muhammad, according to the Quranic record, was sinful. In Mecca, Muhammad received a command about his sin. This comes out of the book Surah. I may not be pronouncing it correctly. I mean, after all, I did mispronounce
Kanye.
Kanye. Surah, chapter 40, verse 55. For those of you Muslims listening, if I have not quoted this correctly, you call me and tell me, because I want to make it right. I want to be fair.
Yeah.
Surah 40, verse 55. Then have patience, O Muhammad. Lo, the promise of Allah is true, and ask forgiveness of thy sin, and hymn the praise of thy Lord at fall of night and in the early hours. So here we learn that Muhammad had sinned and was encouraged and instructed to ask forgiveness.
Yeah.
Big difference. Jesus had no sin. He was the Son of God.
Well, Jesus is still alive, too.
Big difference, and you've just gone to number 19 on my list. I want you to.
That was the first thing that went through my mind, the differences between the Lord's alive.
I want you to. I want you to jump in there. Listen, number two. Actually, it's the next one on the list.
Gotcha.
Their tombs. Folks, we say oftentimes that our broadcast is non-scripted. We don't discuss what we're going to do.
but I sure like the way we're thinking.
Woo, I do too. Their tombs. It's a historical fact that Jesus' tomb was found to be empty.
Yeah, there you go.
There ought to be some music or something in
there. There you go.
Empty, or some hallelujahs.
I'm thinking of that choir in the background.
There you go. It's a historical fact that Jesus' tomb was found to be empty by some of the women followers. The Austrian scholar, at least I'm learning Kanye, an Austrian scholar, Jacob Krema, notes, whatever happened to his names like Tim and Jerry?
I don't know.
He says, by far, most hold firmly to the reliability of the biblical statements concerning the empty tomb. In other words, just what you said, the tomb is empty.
Yeah.
Yet, Muhammad's body is still in the grave. Although Muslims may claim that his soul has gone to heaven, none, to my knowledge, claims that his tomb is empty or that he has bodily raised like Jesus. We got a caller, Timotheus.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yes, I was calling. I enjoy your radio show.
Bless you, brother.
Awesome. And I was just calling about the Islam. I can speak from experience, and I can't give you the exact number, and I know God will forgive anybody if they truly repent from their heart. I don't care who you are.
Amen.
He said whosoever. But our government officials trying to say that all Islam ain't people. I can say this. This is the reason I wanted to call in. You go to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. I worked there. I don't know more, but I did. And I would say, this is just me guessing. This ain't the exact number. But I would say at least 50% of your violent criminals in the federal prison are Islamic. And how can they say that it ain't, just evil?
They're not violent, yeah.
Violent, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just want to throw that out there. I mean, you can comment on it.
Thank you for calling, and your words, your comments have weight, have merit, because you work there. You know what it's about. And you're absolutely correct.
And like I said, I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And when I listened to it, and I said, well, I'm going to call.
I'm glad you did. I'm so glad you did. The prison systems are being run pretty much anymore. The federal prison systems being run pretty much anymore by imams.
Absolutely.
They're taking over, and they're taking these guys who have no future, no hope, and they're telling them, this is what you're going to have if you will kill and maim and destroy, then you can have 72 virgins when you get to heaven.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's a distortion of everything that is right.
And another thing, I mean, I don't want to get into politics.
That's all right. We do. Go ahead.
And I really enjoy what, as of right now, what Matt Bevin is doing. I mean, I really truly believe that he is a man of God. I mean,
I believe he is too.
And I really enjoy that he's trying to bring church. People say church can't be in government. Me personally, I believe our officials need to be.
Amen, brother.
Christ-like.
Yeah, we're to keep the government out of the church, but not the church out of the government.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
But I'll let you get off here and
thank you.
Comment. Y'all have a Merry Christmas and God bless.
Oh, bless you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for calling.
Great call.
Oh, it was a great call.
Yeah.
He touches on another subject, and we've only got another call, Timotheus.
Yeah, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. You guys can discuss it a little bit. I'll hang up. Seen on CNN News, the news this morning, an interview with a guy, and that it was kind of a panel interview, and a guy said, look, said there's people getting killed all over. And we're worried about hurting somebody's feelings.
There
Amen.
You go.
Yeah.
Well, how did we get to there?
Yeah.
How did we get to there? I'll let you guys talk
Thanks
about
so much.
That.
Thanks
Love
so much.
Love the show. Thanks.
Bless
See
you.
Guys.
Thank you. I'll tell you how I think we got to that. We had a bunch of a group of liberal, progressive
mm-hmm.
politicians
yep.
Who have pushed this for a number of years. Didn't just start with Barack Obama, but he has come along and put the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
We also had a group of passive
there you go.
Republicans
there you go.
Who still haven't done anything, even though we won a 2014 majority.
A rope for a
rope for a spy.
There you go.
Absolutely. Sorry, I'm a little slow on that, but I'm still focusing on Kanye. and I think a lot of those individuals, a lot of those Republicans, and some of the Democrats
mm-hmm.
are beginning to wake up.
Yeah.
Beginning to wake up.
Well, the new Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, is still saying...
I don't like some of the stuff
You know what I'm saying?
He's saying,
well, that's not who we are. And I mean, they're really trying to distance yourself between what Donald Trump is saying.
Here's what I'm hearing more and more of those types of politicians to say is that Islamists are really not following Islam. If you read the Quran,
yeah.
I have a copy at home in my study. I have read not word for word, but I've read what counts and what I know I'm telling you is true. If a man is a true Islamist,
mm-hmm.
he is a follower of a violent religion. It was created in violence. It has continued to be violent. They have retreated in times in history the last 1,400, 1,500 years.
And
but
regroup.
They always come back.
Yeah.
They regroup and they come back. Their goal is a caliphate. Their goal is to take over the world. They get into communities. It takes 50 years. But they come just like they're coming now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
some are going to accuse me of being a hate monger and not the spirit of Christ. Listen, I love people. I want to help people. But Jesus said if the good man of the house had known what watched the Islamist, I mean the thief was coming, he would have watched.
We've got another phone call coming
okay,
in,
brother.
So let's see if we can get this in a hurry. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
I have a question.
Okay.
I am a Christian. I believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
But I wanted to know, should I feel guilty about not wanting any more Muslims?
Of course not. Of course not. There's no guilt associated with this. It's a matter of self-preservation. It's a matter of protecting family and home. Islamists want you dead.
I believe that.
And you should not feel guilty about it at all. Jesus said if the good man of the house had known what watch the thief was coming, he would have watched. Now, just insert nation there. If the good man of the nation had known what time the thief or the Muslim was coming, he would have watched. We've got way too many people in this country now, and we're taking in thousands. I saw a list, a long list. Every state in the Union, even in Lexington, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, there's all kinds of ministries set up to house these people who have not been properly vetted. Sister, you have no reason to feel guilty. Speak out. Speak out.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you for calling. And that's going to wrap it up for God's Point of View today, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. And again, this is a paid program by the church. We'd like to invite you to Sunday morning worship services. Sunday school is 9:30 a.m., Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m., Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. And don't forget about looking to Jesus, 7 a.m. Sunday morning, right here at WSIP. That's going to do it again, and we thank you for listening to another edition of God's Point of View.